Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, December 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished with small gains in response to news from Japan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 92 points to close at 32,850. The S&P 500 was up 4 points, and the Nasdaq finished up 1 point. Stocks bounced between positive and negative territory after the Bank of Japan surprised global markets by announcing it would let a key interest rate rise. Among individual stocks, Tesla shares fell 8%, and its market capitalization slipped below that of Johnson & Johnson for the first time since late 2020. Several analysts have cut their price targets on Tesla stock in recent days. Wells Fargo shares finished 2% lower. The bank reached a $3.7 billion deal with regulators to resolve allegations that it illegally assessed fees and charges on millions of customers with car and mortgage loans and deposit accounts. General Mills said its sales rose 4% in the latest quarter and raised its earnings projections for 2023. The company, which makes Cheerios and Betty Crocker cake mix, said its positive earnings statement was driven by higher prices, but pet food sales were lower than Wall Street expected. Shares fell 4.6%. In a pair of closely watched earnings reports after the bell, FedEx said fewer packages moved through its system for the fourth straight quarter as it continues to deal with weak demand for packages, especially for its express deliveries. The company said quarterly profit fell 24%, but that was less than what Wall Street was expecting, and shares rose 3.5% after hours. And Nike said quarterly revenue rose 17% compared to a year ago. The sporting goods retailer said early holiday earnings and sales are tracking higher than Wall Street expected, though inventories remain high. Shares were up more than 6% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.